Okay. We'll start with Simon Laman Beis, Sif Dals, we're up to. Sarech Shelo Tidbak Shum Os Bechaverta. You have to be careful that none of the letters are Davi or touching each other. Ela Kol Oistia Mukefes Gevil. It has to be totally surrounded by the white parchment on all four sides, even at the end of a letter, I mean the last letter on the line. Hagoah, morning. Says the Ramah, the Yichtov Ksiva Tama. So it has to be a complete reading. Writing. We'll show you pictures in a second. Shlo Yech Safilu Kotzo Shal Yud. Not even the coats of a Yud. It sounds like such an obvious thing, like what that word means. We'll see a three way machloikis as to what exactly is the Kotzo Shal Yud. Viehe Mesuya Kihilchoso. It has to have the Tagim on there. The best thing is to Yichtov Ksiva Gasa Ketzas. It should be a little bit larger. That won't become easily erased. So it's better to make it nice from inside and from outside. So if you look here, I'll start with the. We'll jump in the Mishnah Berurah and we'll go through the pictures as we start. In Yud Beis, it says bechaverta, so you shouldn't have it touching. So look at this picture right here. This is going to be right here. The word lemor he draws. So the bottom of the mem and the resh are touching down here. So he says im os gadol nidbak b'soifa ba'ofen she'im nigrar ma shedavak mikol makom yishar tzuras os yesh machshir yesh poislim. So if you were to scrape off this bottom part right here, and then now because it's only attached to the bottom part, but if you get that, so then now I have the word and all the letters are separate. That's a machlokis. V'iskim achvon and lahachmir. The meaning is to be strict in this case. Alkein tzarech ligur mokom hadovik. You have to scrape it away. Af betefillin v'mezuzos mahani tikun. This would work also for your tefillin and for mezuzos. Kevan shelo nishtanet tzuras ha'ois mikodem. Because you're not changing the letter beforehand. It's not as if you didn't have a mem and you're writing it out of order. Now you have the resh, now you have the mem, which would have been a problem because the letters have to be written in order. But here you have it. It's just, you know, you got to clean it up a little bit to make sure that it's now they're not touching there at the bottom.
So it's not a problem.
It's not a problem. Right. Yud Gimel, Kol Os, this is where we're talking about having the Mukheves Kevil, having surrounded on all sides. Afila Os HaAcheron, even the last letter on the line, Mehashita Tzrich Liyos Mukheves Kevil Me'ar Baruch Oseha, Likuvahu Afila B'dievet. If you don't have this is no good. Right, so that would be, if you look here, he draws, like right here, the word Bam. So you have the Mem goes to the very edge of the line, right? You or whatever you have flush up against the last letter, that would not be good. It would have to be even a space at the very end of that. The comments of Sif Tezayin, Afilu im yachser hakafas gavil lahakot shel yud. Even if the little part of the yud gam kein pasul who kedi isa b'menachos daf chavtes v'chol prate dinze ein lekam asiv simin yud zayin. Okay. Now ksiva tama. So this is, if you just look at the pictures at top, you have two letters that are very similar. So not to have a bays look like a chaf, not to have a chaf look like a bays, a zayin like a nun, or a nun like a zayin. It has to be clearly distinguishable, right? You see that? Is it too far away? You see it?
The bays has to be squared off, the chaf is not...
Right, I mean, when you look, you see, later on, we'll talk about what the actual characteristics are of each os. Right now, he's just giving us the general rules as to how they can't... Ksiva tama here means they have to be clearly identifiable, right? What does that mean? So it just says the example the pictures showed us. Ksiva tama yudalid hainu shelo yichtov be bezin kevin bezin. Okay, your chav should look like a bez. Zainunim nunim zain v'chol kiyotze bezin. Right, not to have one letter look like a different one. Okay, now it's even the kotzo shel yud. So now, what is the kotzo shel yud? So the Mishnah Berurah says hainu okitz small shel yud. So here's we'll go back to this picture right here for the kotzo shel. There's going to be different parts to talk about. If you look at you would have thought the kotzo shel means like, you know, the corner of it, whatever it is. Some explain that it's the bottom part on the right side that drops down. That's one part of it. You know, actually, I marked off, let me show you another bigger pictures. This is later on in when it's going to be talking about what exactly are how each every single letter. This is the picture I want to show you right here. You know, this goes through the sort of what every single oath should look like. So here, someone the Kotzer Shigud is this part right here. I think it's the Machlokas Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rambam. Everyone, Kotzer Shigud means a little part of the Yod, but it's not so posh. Could be that it's this part called the Oketz that comes down on this side, right? Or even on the top part. So these are the different parts. So if even one of that part is missing, then that is...
Well, I mean, it's hard to say even the part on the right, because that's an actual piece of the letter, as opposed to...
So that would, I think that's Rashi, if I remember correctly. I forget which sheet it lines up, which is which one. So he says now, and I'll read it as I'm holding the picture up, in Yud Tezvav, Hainu Oketz Smol Shel Yud V'chol Shekin Im Chosa Regel Yamin Deposel. So certainly, if that's business, what you just said, right? Tumunas Hayud Ayin Lekam. Okay, but Dinei Tzuras Haosios B'Simon Lamed Vav. That's the picture I'm showing you right now. U'Masha Kesavnu B'Shem Prima Godim. So that's, I just jumped to Lamed Vav to show you the pictures there. Okay. Tez Zayin Kehilchos. So that's written correctly. But Osios Shatnez Gates. These are the letters that have tagin on them. Those are the letters Shatnez Gates. Shin Ayin Tes Nun Zayin Gimel Tzadi. Those will have the crowns on top of them. So what? So it depends if the tagin touch or not. Different minhagim. Vezehu Rak L'Chadchila. They should be separated. To be Eved, technically speaking, it's acceptable. Koshul Roiva Poskim Im Lo Tieg. If you don't have them at all. L'kam Simin Lam Vav Ein Sham Mvur Sham Kol Prat Dine Hatiug. That if you would have the, if they're touching another letter, that'd be a problem. If they're touching themselves, then Bidi Eved, that would be okay. That's the din by the tagin. Okay, let's let's try. Hey, Sarach Sheyichtov B'Yamino. You should write. The sofer should write with his right hand. I think it's a play on words. Right, afilu imhu shalei b'shtei yadav, even if he's ambidextrous, ve'im kosev b'smolo psun. If he writes with his left hand, that's possible. Im efshar limtzo achirim k'suvim b'yamin. If you could find other ones that were written right hand, right, then I mean, you should try to do that. If it's possible, you can't find another one there. However, ve'itur yad, a lefty, smolo didei havi yamin. So his left is like his right, so obviously that means if he writes with his left hand, that's what he's supposed to do. So why is there an insistence upon, and again, this is one of those tricky ones, you have to have a sofer as the Yerush Shemayim, because you won't be able to tell. You have to believe him, you have to ask. Sheikhto Bimonos says, the Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin, Ein derech k'siv b'smol, it's not the way writing. V'hu adin lasos ezetikun b'smol b'inyan k'siva, the apostle, even to fix something up using his left hand would not be good. Aval but lehafrid negiyos sheb'osios near dekosha filu b'smol. If you just separating the letters that they're touching, like we saw from the Lemor, the Mem and the Resh, that'd be okay. Dumya de machshirin ba'anoshim psul mazeh the kamen simin lamentes al koponim bidyev, right, technically would work ayin sham. Bismol, if the guy's a lefty, hainu b'sholi b'yomin levad. The guy can only use his right hand, and he uses his left hand, that's no good. Aval im sholi b'shtei yod, the guy's totally could go either way. Bats left, bats right. Afilu kosev b'smol kosher. If in that case he uses lefty, that's fine. Afilu im sholit b'yamin levad. Even if he normally doesn't, but uses his right. Im iev shalim to achirim yanichim aflo v'yivarchim leim. You should put them on, but without a bracha. V'soifah shekosev b'yamin v'chol malachto b'smolo ol hefech. So if he writes with his right hand, everything else he does with his left hand. Kosev prima gadim shenochum lechatchilish sholik kablo soifah. Shouldn't use him. But Yavid Ein Lasor Ein Shamtam. Okay, so technically it would work. Last one, Havi Yamin. Al Kain Im Kosev Yamin Apostle. If he writes with his right hand, then that's apostle for the lefty. Kimo B'Smol Da'alma. Like everyone else's lefty is no good. Im Evshlim Tzalachim. If it's possible to find Elon's Kosev HaRamah. That's not the Ramah that we're familiar with, that's the Ramah within Ayin. Maisa Hayab in Mitzrayim. There was a person, Shetofus Echad Hakomos Besfasa Vekosev Bo Uposlo. He wrote with the pen in his mouth. It's a good trick. The Ein Derech Ksiv Bepeh L'Kuli Alma, because that's not normal to write using, holding the pen in your mouth. Might be good Shinu and Shabbos, but not for Tefillin. Vekosev Magin Avram Deposlo Afili Im Iev Shalim Tzolachim. That's no good, even if it's impossible to find any others. I'm safe from Mishnah Avram B'Shem HaGet Mekusher V'Oid Poiskim Dimash V'Inzeh O L'Koisev B'Raglo L'Koisev B'Yad Small. Okay, we'll stop. Tomorrow's going to talk about using Sirtuk by making the lines in the Tefillin before actually writing it. I had misspoken during the shir. I just wanted to go back and make a correction. The Bir Halacha brings in Dibur HaMaschil Tzorach Shalo Tidbak Shum Ois Bechaverta. Then we're talking about the tagin. So if the tagin are touching each other, they both need to be fixed. But the difference halacha is, I want to correct and say correctly now, if it's on a single letter, the tagin, then that's puzzle until you fix it. But if the tagin on different OCOs, different letters, and those touch, then bidyevet, that still would be kosher, as brought down in the Bir Halacha.